All right. Hello, everyone. It is 5:32 p.m. and I'm calling our August 22nd board meeting to order. And just FYI, this meeting is audio recorded. Greg, would you like to take attendance, please?
Yeah. So, Donald, you here?
Here.
And this is Greg. I'm here. Kara, are you here?
I'm here.
And Sarah?
Here.
And we've got Krishna and Daniel are here. We have a couple parents here. Thank you, parents, for joining. And Davis should be able to join us later on, unless we're super fast, and then he may miss the whole meeting. But we have quorum.
Okay, thank you. All right. Do we need to reorder any of our items today? Nope. All right. Do we have any appreciations either from the board or the community?
I would like to appreciate all of the teachers and staff for what seems like a really impressively smooth first week. I know that's not actually probably the case, but from the parent side, it looked amazing. I also especially want to appreciate Krishna, Daniel, and Greg, who all really stepped up and at least from my family's perspective, made the first week of middle school a lot of fun and not as stressful as I thought it was going to be. Thank you.
Do we have any other appreciations?
Just echoing Kara, ditto. Thank you.
Who was that?
You go ahead, Donald. I'll go after you.
All right. Thank you, Krishna. I'd like to appreciate the entire UMCS staff. First, the event at Maxwell Park before the first day of school was amazing. It looked like a lot of the old kids who are already students and the new kids who are, you know, of course, new to the school, we're having a great time. Everybody had fun. The kids were getting along and meeting new people, including my daughter, who's also new to Urban Montessori. You know, she has given this school 5 stars, highly recommended to all her friends. She's been she's very excited, and she comes home with, you know, with a smile every day and excited to tell me about her day, which is awesome and very different from last academic year. So I just want to thank you guys for providing a quality experience for my daughter, but also for the other students in the community. So thank you.
I want to thank my awesome operations team and also just like all the teachers and staff for pretty much like sustaining themselves completely independent of any administrative presence or support for most of last week, because we were all otherwise occupied and 100% unavailable, and everything was fine, which is amazing. And I just am so thankful that everybody supported each other.
All right. Ditto the appreciations to the whole staff, and especially the admin team, for what felt like a very smooth start to school. And like Kara said, I'm sure had, you know, obviously has had way more bumps than a lot of people see on the surface. A ditto on the appreciation to the TKK play date that was organized by parents. Definitely helped kids. I know my kids, as well as many that join our walking train, feel a lot more comfortable on the first day. And then finally, shout out to Ms. Krishna, who my child has not been quite as verbal about his days, just giving me a lot of great, I love it, and that's it. But she gave me a good prompt for him as I'm learning the Montessori about what did you take off the shelf today? And I got actually some descriptions about what he did. Of course, he said, he's like, well, the wooden toys weren't available today, but then he like was able to tell me about it. So extra little shout out there for that. So thank you.
Great. Are there any other appreciations?
I want to appreciate our outgoing parent, FAC president, Sita Hanlon, for her year of FAC leadership and just all that she has done to support the FAC. And I'm sure we'll continue to do in a variety of ways, but just want to really thank her for a whole year of being president, which is awesome.
All right. Are there any other appreciations?
Yeah, I have one for, one for Krishna for being in a class and basically full-time all of last week while getting the school year started. All the students I came back to today were missed you and were sad to see me there instead of you. And also to Greg for stepping in and becoming a teacher for a day. I know you weren't expecting that to happen when we were like, yeah, you can come support us. But I talked to your daughter and she was talking about how everyone really enjoyed having you here. So kudos to the two of you. Thank you so much.
All right. Are there any other appreciations? Okay. If there are no other appreciations, then we'll move on over to board member comments. Do any board members have any comments on items not on today's agenda?
Can I go back and do appreciations real quick?
Yeah, of course.
I wanted to appreciate our staff who completed their first summer of training, of Montessori teacher training this past summer. They worked their butts off this summer, and it's been super inspiring to see them continue into this school year kind of as a cohort, kind of leveraging each other for support. Huge appreciations for them, especially as a few of them have stepped up and are leading classrooms now and are having awesome starts to their year. Sorry, that's it, I'm done.
Are there any other appreciations? All right, do any board members have any comments on items not on today's agenda? Okay. Moving on, are there any presentations from the floor? Would any members of the public like to speak on any items not on today's agenda? Okay, seeing none, then I will hand it over to Krishna for the head of school report.
Great. Let's get this shared. All right. I guess this is the first board report of this school year. It's exciting. Welcome back to school, everybody. Couple of things. Obviously, we just started school. We're talking about that a lot. Back to school night is next week. We had planned to work those details out maybe last week, but it'll happen and we'll communicate by Friday a little bit more about what that's going to look like. We are doing that on Maria Montessori's birthday. We are still planning an in-person event, but we will probably stagger people, like split the school and do it twice to ensure the safety and ability to show people some interior spaces. And just a reminder, 3-day weekend coming up, and our school calendar has like all of the yearly events printed on site page 2, so check that. This year we tried to plan that out a little bit better in advance so folks can plan out their year. I want to give some updates for Miss Melody, who is still in program right now in our new extended learning program. As you guys know, we began our own internal aftercare extended learning program for students this year, and it's in full swing, and they're in their second week as well. There's 160 kids enrolled right now. Everyone who wants in is in. We've accepted all folks, and the program is shifting to match the size. There's a breakdown here of the enrollment by grade level. Not everybody's in attendance every day, so there's slightly different breakdowns by attendance, and also some breakdowns of current who's free of charge. And I think most of the people in that full price just haven't filled out the form. So I think these numbers are going to change pretty significantly as we continue, because all parents who have requested care have access to care, which is really exciting and has been a challenge in the past and something that we're proud of being able to do this year. They have so many plans to do so many cool things in the program, and it is a new program. So she's got a few things already calendared. They're starting up a chess program with UC Berkeley students are running a chess program here starting in September. They have drama happening for TK through 3 in October, and then the same thing repeating for our older students in February. And those will be optional to like sign up for separately, whether or not you're enrolled in the program. We're looking for like music teachers to do some music. They've got plans for campus beautification projects and a straight up ask for more middle school involvement. So we're discussing some ways to support, including more middle schoolers in the after school extended learning opportunities in a variety of ways, including leadership, sports, and like community outreach. So more on that to come from Melody, and at some point she'll probably drop in on a meeting. So she's with kids still right now. So I told her I'd report for her.
I wish you could hear her talk about the program also, because she's just always constantly thinking about 100 other things that she wants to bring to the program, and it's pretty awesome the work that she's putting into it and the plans that she has for the coming year. Sorry, I got sidetracked. So thank you to Miss Melody also as an added appreciations. In terms of instructional updates, our first summer of training, like I mentioned earlier, came to an end late July, a week before we started with staff. And I mentioned it was a pretty inspiring experience, especially through our work with Embracing Equity. Also, the team put together a draft land acknowledgement and anti-bias, anti-racist statement for our school, which hopefully we'll be ready to make public pretty soon as we can get out of the classroom for a second. They've named themselves the Rad Batch. So we have our Rad Batch that completed summer one. So thank you, Rad Batch. We also had our first 2 weeks of PD weeks. An appreciation that I want to add here is for all of our new staff that started during this time. We had new staff starting day one. We also had new staff starting week two and the first day of school, and just jumping in. Anybody who started has just jumped right in and has talked about how supported they feel from the rest of the staff, and how it feels like feels like such a great place to work. So thank you to all of them and to the staff for making all the new people feel welcomed. In terms of some of our highlights from our first 2 weeks of professional development, when we started our weeks over the summer, we did a lot of work with Embracing Equity around looking at kind of white supremacy characteristics, how that shows up in meeting places and in organizations. And so we built our own staff community agreements based off of looking at that list and looking at kind of the list of anecdotes for those different characteristics. We also started off in day one and day two, Embracing Equity had a kind of a global conference, and we were able to participate in three sessions of that. The whole conference was called Unapologetically Hopeful. During that time, we were also able to roll out kind of some of our goals for the year, which are centered, we called it the equity trifecta, but really taking an equity lens on data, our prepared environments, and our adult practices, right? And so I have a slide that's coming up about the data in a second, but our prepared environments, we took a lot of that time over the 2 weeks to have five different sessions on how we wanna really look at our classroom spaces and our communal spaces, and how we're gonna have an equity lens while we do that. And it was nice to break that up into five sessions, because then throughout the whole 2 weeks, we hear teachers talking about, hey, I have to child check my space. I have to think about like, how am I gonna offer the different kinds of spaces for students to work at, the different levels to work at, and make sure like all needs are gonna be met in my classroom. And that was like a constant theme throughout the 2 weeks of like making sure our spaces are prepared for all of our students. And out of that We also had some community work where we all worked together as a staff on outdoor environments, on community spaces, and lots of staff talked about how that just felt good to be on the sidewalks, like cleaning up our sidewalks in front of our school, or moving huge piles of dirt in the garden. Just doing that together was a nice way to kick off some of our time together. In thinking about some of the data pieces that we want to look at, all classrooms have a data binder that we're starting off the year with, and we're really trying to make sure that we collect lots of different kinds of data. So the folders are broken up into five different sections. We have formal observations using some tools that we have from Public Monitoring in Action with Elizabeth Slade, who's been working with us for a few years now. We have a second section on the Nautilus or behavioral data. So what kind of, are there any patterns in how students are referred out of class or that get that support is called for, and being able to look at that in our weekly coaching meetings. We're also rebooting our child study process. During our PD weeks, Elizabeth Slade came and did a full day PD with all of our staff around child study. So we're really trying to get on that early, setting up family meetings and making sure that we're doing our child study throughout the year. We have our assessment data and our academic data. One thing that we really want to look at with our transparent classroom, which is what we use for record keeping of Montessori lessons, is there are tools like I can break down which students are getting what lessons, or what I can break it down by the either the male, female, non-binary, or I can break it down by race of like who's getting lessons and who's being observed, really mastering the concepts from the lessons. We want to look at that this year and just kind of have a nice holistic view of our students that we can also then share also. Because what we've found is that a lot of times it feels like the data that we have to share is like NWA, Dibbles, and then it's hard to speak on the other pieces of data. So like making sure that we're collecting all those pieces all year long. Sorry. Thanks, Risha. Oh, and we have some pictures from the start of the year. Go ahead.
Some pictures. We're just going to go ahead and share them. This is Manzanita, fourth through sixth graders. On the first day of school, tidy tips, first day of school. Caterpillar, learning how to walk through the room and navigate the space. Hummingbird getting lessons on day one.
Here, showing is like one thing that I do want to highlight is the spaces looked amazing to start the year. Like people worked so hard on their classroom spaces, and like we did a walkthrough at the end of those 2 weeks, and people were so excited about each other's spaces and the transformation from the end of the year to the beginning of the year, and like making sure that we're able to maintain that all year long.
We got some middle school. This is seventh grade on their first day. And Redwood. Okay, back to me. Just some staffing updates. This is like something we do normally. We're almost fully staffed. We are hiring for one SSA. We have an interview for that position tomorrow, and we're still looking for a middle school humanities teacher. Please, amongst your networks, we are actively hiring for that, and we, in the meantime, have some plans for how to manage it without having Daniel or I in there all day, every day, but ensuring that those students get great instruction so we can find a great candidate to take the role. A couple of enrollment updates. We're currently projecting 350. We'll talk about this a little bit more in finance. That's definitely less than what we had been planning on previously. We're continuing to make offers and really just taking this again as an opportunity to continue to like stabilize our programs, our staffing, and like create great opportunities for kids. But again, we are actively enrolling. So if you have friends, colleagues who have children who are looking for spaces, some grades have more room than others, but just apply. Please tell your friends to apply. We're actively accepting kids and making offers still, and it's still very early in the year and a great time to join our community if there's families or students looking for space. Any questions?
All right. Are there any questions for Krishna or Daniel regarding the head of school report?
I have a question about the aftercare program. How are we on staffing for that? I know there were concerns.
It's getting better. She's still actively hiring as well. And had a couple interviews today, has extended some offers. So she's got applicants, which is great. So she seemed, when we met today and she gave me those updates, there's still a little bit of, they want a few more people, but they're not super short, and they're managing quite well, and things have been going smoothly. But as they can get more staff, they'll be able to have more options of activities to happen. And right now, there's been some days where there's just a little bit less flexibility just because they need to have adequate supervision and support. But she seems really optimistic and has good applicants and is continuing to hire. But again, if you know folks who are looking for part-time work, send them our way.
I have another question about the after-school program, simply because from an FAC perspective, I have parents asking me about campus beautification and whether there's a possibility of parents supporting the after-school program and the students in working on that. I don't know if that's...
Almost certainly that is something at least worth engaging with Melody about, and I'd say... Maybe Kara, just reach out to her directly and have one of the FAC or the person in the FAC who wants to own that. She hasn't started any of that and has some dreams about having that space be making some parts of our campus beautiful as part of our preparing our environment. So having parent volunteers, I imagine, could be supportive.
All right, are there any other questions for Krishna or Daniel?
On back to school night, if there's anything that the school can do to communicate about it before Friday, I think that would help with attendance. If there is, it may,
I will try.
May not be fully baked. Details coming in the Friday message.
That I'm sure I can get something out tomorrow or Wednesday. We are going to have childcare. So I can share that. And Melody says she can make that happen.
All right. Are there any more questions from the board or from the public regarding the head of school report? All right, seeing none, I'll hand it over to Greg for finance.
All right, let me figure this out here. Okay, so we met as a finance committee. I think it was just last week. It was our first finance committee meeting of the school year. And we went over mostly the latest updates from the state of California. And we did not look at a year-to-date financials, just because there wasn't a ton so far just through July. And we normally, in September, will look at the financials through both July and August. So at the September board meeting, we'll definitely have the traditional spreadsheets that show the revenue and expenses through the end of August. So that'll be coming in September. But lots of updates from the state of California since we last met as a board and approved our budget. So there was the main budget update. There were updates around some Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant, this Art, Music, and Instructional Block Grant, and our impact overall on our budget. So there was even more resources put into LCFF, another $4.32 billion. So it's really an over 10% COLA, or a super COLA. And so that is certainly helpful for schools. There was a hold harmless protection That's for last year. And our financial experts are telling us that we should actually recognize that revenue this year. So it really doesn't change like next month or the month after when we look at our unaudited actuals from 21-22. That hold harmless is gonna be baked into this year's budget. So we'll have to think about, once we get about how much money that is, we can kind of talk about, well, if we put hold harmless here, then last year's numbers would have looked like this, and this is what this year's numbers would look like. So we can have that conversation when we get to the unaudited actuals. And then there were some new one-time funds that got firmed up, these Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grants and the Arts, Music, and Instructional. The first one is by your unduplicated ADA, and the other one is just your overall ADA. And then they did the one kind of revenue decrease that happened was related to expanded learning. And so the numbers that got settled on by the legislature and the governor are a little bit lower per student in terms of the funding coming from that new program. EdTech and Melody are working closely, and like, it's going to be fine. And overall, the budget is all these things together is a net positive. So even with that one going down, it still all well works out. So the Learning Recovery Emergency Block Grant, the resources can be spent through many, many fiscal years from now. So we will likely spread it out, and it's about $2,000 per student, per unduplicated student, excuse me. And it has a wide variety of things that it can be spent on to support those students. Arts, music, and instructional materials. So again, a broad range of allowable expenses, lots of time to spend the resources. So again, we will likely kind of spread it out over multiple years to support. So even though they're technically one-time funds, we can try and spread them out to support over multiple years. And again, like you may have heard about the infusion of materials that hit classrooms over the summer for this year, exactly for resources that come in and like help cover those costs. So overall, what we approved was about $4 million in revenue. And after the state updates, it's about $5 million. So it's a pretty big increase, but I just want to caveat that also has more students. So as the budget numbers settle out in terms of enrollment, we are not on track to seeing an increase in revenues by that much, but we are still on track to be well positive and have everything well in hand. So we'll have a better look at those numbers as enrollment kind of finalizes or stabilizes, although technically that could take months and months, but we have a sense of it probably certainly by the next finance committee meeting. And then when we get the next year date report for the next board meeting. So let me just real quick go back. Were there other things? Oh, and then we did not get the unaudited actuals yet. So the next item on the agenda, we're gonna just table that because it is not yet available, which is totally fine. I just wanted to put it on the agenda in case it was available. And the other thing the finance committee discussed was the consolidated application, which is a form on the general consent report tonight, which is something that we use when we apply for our federal title funding. So you're welcome to, if there's any questions about that, we can discuss that at the general consent report, but it's a very simple form and we do it every year. And this year it was delayed. We normally do it in June, but the template was delayed. And so now it is ready and filled out and we can vote on it later this evening. So that's my finance committee report. If there are any questions or public comments about the finance committee.
Great. Are there any questions for Greg regarding the finance report? Seeing none, we'll move to the Family Advisory Council. Kara.
We are starting to ramp up for activities for the FAC. We put the first morning coffee on the calendar. That'll be September 2nd, which is next Friday. And we put our first FAC meeting for September 8th, which is the following Thursday. We have had a lot of interest. People have been joining the Parent Square group, lots of new families, which is always good. We do have a vacant board seat that we need to fill, and we need to fill all of the officer positions. I think the last couple of years we've only had a president, and it would be nice to have a president actually be supported by other officers. But people seem to be excited. We've had volunteers helping out with traffic in the morning, which has been amazing, and people interested in putting up shade structures and figuring out ways to improve the campus for their kids, which is always wonderful and frustrating because they're enthusiastic, but we have to temper that. That's pretty much all we've done so far this year.
All right, are there any questions for Kara regarding the Family Advisory Council report? Kara, I have a question. For the parents that are interested in joining the Family Advisory Council, who can they contact?
You can contact me. I'm pretty much the only person who is in a role right now. So there's a Parent Square group that is the Family Advisory Council, and people can just come to the meeting on the 8th and find out about it. My goal is to have elections by the end of September, but our election process is kind of strange and screwy, and really if people want to be involved, they can just be involved. And it's always kind of making it up as we go along. It's where people's interests are. If they want to plan activities, that's great. If they want to sit on academic committees and focus on that sort of stuff, that's great too. If they want to be on the facilities group, that's great. It's basically what people have the bandwidth and interest to do. But I'm happy to answer any and all questions for people who are interested.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from the board or the public? Seeing none, we'll move over to Sarah for the Executive and Governance Committee report.
All right. So a few things that we discussed in Executive and Governance Committee. First is we talked about board goals. And one thing that we discussed was in our previous board assessment, which we did in the spring, one of the biggest areas that we had as a gap was around both from the board perspective and head of school perspective, was around like clarity of board goals and the board's role in supporting the school's goals. And so one proposal that I brought was that we have a board retreat to discuss those goals, specifically thinking about the fact that as a board now, we've seen a fair amount of turnover this last year, but also now we are in like a really strong financial position. We have really strong, amazing school leadership, launching this teacher training program. That just seems like an opportunity for us to actually have a moment and say like, okay, what is the role of the board in supporting this school as it moves into this next evolution? So I'm going to be working on drafting an agenda for that. And I think Greg's going to help me figure out like a time that will work for folks to gather. It's just a same public meeting, because we'll have quorum. So the members of the public will be invited to participate in that conversation as they are so interested in. And yeah, I think that's it. So be looking out for that for scheduling from Greg as we move forward. The next piece that we talked about was the head of school evaluation process. We talked about just like what happened from last year. And so the next step will be, I'm going to be working to do a formal recommendation for this year's project process based on the previous year's process, just to have something formalized for this year. So we will vote on that for in a formal recommendation at our next committee meeting. The other piece that we decided on was the board assessment for the year. So this year, given that we did the one in the spring, and we, you know, we wanted to give us some window between the data collection to actually have time to work on some of the areas that we identified as needing improvement. So we will do the board assessment starting in January. We'll open it up then we'll, you know, see where we've made progress and where we want to prioritize moving forward. And then finally, we did talk about board membership, recruitment, and training. Like Kara said, we know we are in need of an additional FAC member, and that will be happening soon as that gets determined there. And then we are looking to find the next chair because Davis will be completing his term at the end of 2022 and cycling off. And so I think we will be able to, we're going to vote on that coming up after these announcements, and I'll pass it to Greg to do that. And I think those were the biggest things. We did discuss the updates to the COVID-19 safety plan. We just continue to remain in alignment with the latest Alameda County of Health guidelines. And those are our big topics. Any questions about executive committee conversations or items?
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board or the public for Sarah regarding the executive and governance committee report? Seeing none, I'll hand it off to Greg.
All right. So the next item on the agenda is, as needed, the board can take action to change its officers as well as committee membership and leadership. So I don't know if we need any different committee members at this time, but if, again, this is just your monthly opportunity, if you want to hop on a different committee, or this would be your chance to let us know. But other than that, I would like to go ahead, given the fact that Davis's term completes at the end of December, and while he's still on the board for these last few months, it would be nice to get a new chair established so that the two of them can connect and pass on any information that they might need to. And so with that, I would like to make a nomination that Sarah be our chairperson starting, I don't know, probably effective tomorrow, through the end of the fiscal year, through the end of June 30th. We do another one in June. And so is there a second for that nomination?
I second that nomination.
Is there, Sarah, do you accept the nomination?
I do. Oh, wait, I'm muted. You're not muted. You're good. Yeah, no, I do. I'm really excited to support the school leadership and work with the board to, you know, be really effective and support the kids and the goals of the school. So.
Awesome. And thank you, Donald, for seconding it. And also, Donald, thank you as vice president for stepping in right now, because we don't have, our current chair is not here, so this is great. We're gonna have two of you who are gonna be exceptionally qualified to help us drive this ship. So with that then, if there are any further discussion or public comments on this nomination? All right, well then with seeing as I'm not hearing anything, I'm gonna go ahead and call the roll on this vote. So. Get ready to unmute. So, Donald, how do you vote?
Aye.
And this is Greg. I vote aye. Kara?
Aye.
And Sarah?
Abstain.
Okay. Well, you got three votes, Sarah. You're in. You are the chair starting tomorrow, because that was what my motion was. So So I will update all of our stuff, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And this is exciting. I know Davis is the most excited, for sure. So with that, I think we're done with this item. We can keep going, Donald.
All right. Moving along, back to Greg for other business.
Right. So I went over some of the California updates. I think I'm not sure, you know, in Oakland, I guess the main updates are is that the OUSD board has, you know, started meeting again for the new year. And so we can start to, you know, track those agendas, of course. It sounds like they also had a good start to the school year, which is awesome. And I know that the superintendent is about to start a sabbatical, the superintendent of OUSD. So that's just a big thing that's happening for OUSD. I don't know if there are other, I think the only other thing that I wanted to flag, I know Krishna included it in her weekly message, was there was a really interesting article in Oakland Side about like traffic safety lately around schools. So I just wanted to flag that. You can check her message on that one. Does other folks have other current events in state or county or Oakland Unified that they would like to mention to folks?
We got the school board elections for OUSD. And I don't think I have bandwidth, thank you, Kara, for trying to keep on it, but it seems that this would be a great time. There are three seats that are being, there are elections for three seats. It seems like it'd be good for our community to prioritize not only finding out more about the candidates, but even, you know, if we want to inform the candidates. Anyway, just maybe that'd be a fact thing, maybe Jerry could talk about it.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder, Deborah. I actually had it on my radar before I got over busy to have some bits of that in some of the community messaging, because we have community members in probably all of the districts. And those elections, it's easy to think they don't impact us because we don't report to their board, but they impact us significantly in terms of lots of other things, and facilities being the main one. So thank you for the reminder. I'll try to get that back into like some of the comms. And I know that FIA Families in Action is going to be doing some like hosted events that we can broadcast where like people can meet the candidates in different districts. And so we'll make sure to share those events.
I will add that Greg put me in touch with someone at FIA who I have failed to actually connect with yet, but hopefully we will have some variety of actions that families
they're looking for more parents to help actually, so like if that's a, you know, to help with that piece, and gave us a direct ask and I forgot.
They are hosting the event I wanted to bring up was on September 29th. They're hosting event where it'll be a candidate forum, and all of the, well, actually, I don't know about the other districts. I know all of the District 4 candidates will be there. And then there's two from D2 and two from D6, but I'm not as familiar with those races, but they'll all be there. So, you know, I think it could be something that we want to communicate out to families to let them know that that's an opportunity.
Thanks.
All right. Do we have any questions for Greg regarding the updates? If not, we'll move on to approval of the minutes from the June 23rd, 2022 regular meeting. Greg.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Kara. Are there any discussion or questions or public comments on the minutes from our June meeting? All right. Then with that, I will call the roll. Donald, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mrs. Gregg, I vote aye. Kara?
Aye.
And Sarah?
Aye.
All right. We have minutes approved.
All right. So it looks like we have another item to vote on. Is there a motion to accept the or to approve the general consent report?
I will. I'll motion to approve it.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second.
Greg, can you tally the votes?
Yes. And are there any discussions or public comments on that before I do that? Okay. Donald, how do you vote?
Aye.
And this is Greg, I vote aye. Kara?
Aye.
And Sarah?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
All right. Next item. Are there any new business items for future meetings? Seeing none, we will move into closed session. Greg, can you stop the recording?
Yeah, so before we go into closed session and stop the recording, we're just gonna read out loud. We're going in as we always, pretty much always do, around public employee performance evaluation of the head of school. And before we go in, if there's any public comments on that item, this is the public's chance to speak on that item as well. All right, then it's 6:18 p.m. and I'm gonna pause the recording and we're gonna go into closed session.
Okay. All right. Hi, everyone. The time is 6:30, and we are returning to open session. There were no actions taken, and we are going to adjourn the meeting. It is 6:31 p.m.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Everyone.